Form of football. If I said Professor Jim Dornan, a former gynecologist, you would say, yes, absolutely, you know who I'm talking about. If I said Jim Dornan, father of the actor Jamie Dornan, you'd say, yep, I know who I'm talking about. But if I said Jim Dornan, contributor to new style of football training, you'd be saying, is that the same Jim Dornan? Well, apparently it is. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What exactly are you up to? Because there's this circular football. It's not necessarily a new thing, is it?
Well, I suppose playing around something may or may not be a new thing, but it actually, although it's a coaching aid, it is actually a game. And it's very difficult to have a game, a field sport like soccer in a competitive way. So by using a three-sided goal, the tri-goal, then you can actually have a competitive game, even one-on-one. But two-on-two or three-on-three is probably best.
Yeah, just for people who haven't got a picture of it in their mind, there are two ways to look at, indeed, circular football. And yep. I hope this isn't a contradiction when I say imagine a triangle. But you can have a triangle, and at each corner of the triangle, a set of goals. You can then have a circle in the middle of the triangle, and youngsters do drills and they go round the triangle and they can shoot into any of the three separate goals.
Well, yeah,
however, yours is different.
Yeah.
Yours is one set of goals,
yes.
But there are nets on three sides.
That is exactly right. So in fact, it's the opposite of what you're saying. It's actually you're playing towards the middle. And one of the key points is that as well as a three-sided goal, there's a little no-go zone around it that can be whatever size you want, but let's say 4 metres. And that means that nobody can, in other words, the defender can't just stand in front of the net and block the ball coming in. And that's a key issue.
And do you expect a lot of football clubs to be investing in these try
goals? Well, I have to say that that would be good. And it is in the catalogue for all the schools in these islands, which is being released on the 21st of April. But I mean, apart from that, the IFA, Michael O'Neill and everything, have already put in an order because they think it's great too. And FIFA have already ordered quite a lot for us to use in the developing world because they think it's going to improve technical skills we know it's going to improve technical skills in the grassroots programs throughout the world.
So the marketing that you're involved in here, it is the actual set of nets that has the three nets on the one frame.
Literally goes in a bag. It's a game in a bag, which the kids can carry over their shoulder, throw it in the back of the car, put it in the back of the bicycle, whatever, put it on their own back, and you literally pop it up, zip it up, and you're playing within 30 seconds.
You obviously believe, apart from hoping it turns out to be a Dragon's Den success, you're encouraging youngsters to get back out, to get away from the tablet or the PlayStation, and to kick some football.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with game consoles. They're great. But, I mean, on the other hand, and in fact, we're hoping that we will bring circular soccer into that arena as well. But then it'll be great to go from the sofa out into the back garden or the backyard or the beach or the street or wasteland or the park or the gymnasium. So it can be played anywhere. And it's really just it's a concept and a product. And the concept, as you say, people have had the concept of playing outwardly from the centre, but this is actually playing towards the centre, and it works extremely well. It's a high tempo, and it does use a lot of energy, and but it's very doable. And working with Jackie Evans, the ex-elite coach at MU, Manchester United, has been tremendous. He has taken it on to another level because he's got so many ideas of which, you know, the way it can be used. When we took it over to FIFA at Zurich, we borrowed some young kids from Zurich, a football club, and they played it. And within 10 minutes, they were all loving it. And they also came up with other great ideas that we could do with it. So what you do with it is endless from a coaching perspective. But as I say, it's also a game. You know, how many goals can you score in 2 minutes and then change around? The defenders then become the attackers, etc., etc.
The Mr. Evans you make reference to, is he the father of Corey and
Corey
Johnny?
And Johnny, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I was just wondering, do you have to have a famous son to get involved in this?
It sounds like that, isn't it? Well, I mean, that's just one of those things that happens to happen.
And you do believe that, obviously, you're hoping that clubs and societies and groups and youth clubs and all will use it as a training aid, but will young lads want to play that game themselves, or would they not prefer to have the nets at one end and, you know, the nets at the top and the nets at the bottom, even if it's two jumpers playing up and down the field is what they want to do?
I'm not suggesting that we replace normal soccer, which is a wonderful game, or a normal hockey, or ice hockey, or lacrosse. There are an awful lot of games that can be introduced. But if you had two nets, then you just put one at either end, and then they become conventional goals at the same time. So it doesn't prevent you playing normal soccer.
I love that marketing idea. I love that marketing. You're not going to sell two of them to me.
Exactly, exactly. Go online to circularsoccer.com and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Jim, in fairness, I never thought that a man who spent his whole life as a top gynecologist would end up selling a new set of soccer frames, but it just proves you're not prepared to retire in any way. Away from selling the soccer nets and whatever, you must be keeping a really close eye on Mr. Gray, are you?
Oh yeah, I'm very proud of him. I think he's like Rory, isn't he? I mean, he's a great example of good guys coming from this island, you know, and they hold themselves well and they don't let us down, and they're great.
Yeah, he's been, you know, you can be very proud of him. He's been a great ambassador, and he just has a natural talent for what he does. You mentioned Rory because I see in the paper today, Rory and Jamie are actually they're playing this blooming game.
Yeah, so, that's right.
So Rory must be a mate of yours too, then.
Well, I'm not going to say I would love to say that he was a mate of mine, but certainly wouldn't be on the golf course. I have to say that Rory has an excellent foundation, and the man who runs that, Barry Funston, put us in touch with Rory, and Jamie did know Rory, but they very, very willingly, on Christmas Eve actually, we went along to Boucher Road, and they gave of their time along with Paddy Wallace and along with Michael O'Neill, the Northern Ireland manager, and we had a great session for an hour. And Rory had never played it before, but he picked it up extremely quickly and loved it. He's very competitive at everything he does. As we saw at the weekend again, and Jamie, just the both of them both play a lot of soccer in their spare time.
Tell me this, and I know nothing would embarrass a top gynecologist, but did you watch 50 Shades through your fingers? Did you? Were you?
No, I just watched it. I don't think it was as revealing as everybody thought it was going to be, and I thought the producer did a wonderful job with the. You can only work with the materials you're given. And I think that she did a great job with it.
Jim, good speaking to you. People will be inquiring about this new system of goal posting, and no doubt they'll be finding out more if they look at the Telegraph today. They can see what we're talking about. Thanks for speaking to us, Jim.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Professor
okay.
Jim
Have a
Dornan.
Good day.
You too. Who's in a new ball game now. Right, good morning to you. This is U105.